But first this hour, among all the other races on Arizona's August 28th primary ballot, all 90 seats in the state legislature are up, and there are a number of interesting and crowded primaries. With me to talk about some of them are Carmen Foreman and Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. And Ben, let's start with the race in the North Scottsdale Fountain Hills area, where Michelle Ugenti-Rita is in a three-way primary for the GOP nomination for state Senate against the former director of the Department of Economic Security. And it really seems as though these two candidates don't like each other all that much.
No. Tim Jeffries, who was ousted from the Department of Economic Security a few years ago, has decided to dive into politics in a different way. He was more on the administration side, working for Governor Doug Ducey's administration. He was actually forced out by Ducey under circumstances about his firing of some state employees. He's always denied that there was any wrongdoing there. And now, after briefly flirting with running against the governor, he decided to run for the state Senate in LD23. And that's created an interesting dynamic because you have Michelle Ugenti-Rita, who made headlines this past year for her accusations of sexual harassment against Don Shooter that led to his expulsion. There was certainly a lot of accusations thrown back at her during that process. And it's created this interesting dynamic where Jeffries, who arguably has his own faults, has made his campaign a lot about arguing about Michelle Ugenti-Rita's faults.
Carmen, Ben mentioned Don Shooter, and he actually could be potentially serving in the state Senate with Michelle Ugenti-Rita. He's involved in a competitive primary as well. His district is basically the western part of Maricopa County all the way down to Yuma. And there were efforts to try to get him off the ballot. Those didn't work. So now he's in this feisty, I guess is a word that you could use for this primary as well, right?
Actually, it's less feisty than you would think for a candidate who was ousted from the state legislature. His primary opponent, Sina Kerr, isn't really making that the issue of the race. She's trying to talk about herself. She's trying to talk about her policy positions. And she really only talks about Shooter when other people ask about him. She's not running an get Shooter out of office campaign or keep Shooter out of office campaign. She's running a Sina Kerr campaign.
And then on the flip side, Shooter certainly isn't shying away from his expulsion or shying away from the accusations that were made against him, which an investigation conducted by the House found many to be credible allegations of sexual harassment. He has denied wrongdoing, though he apologized. And now he's leaning into that persona where he's arguing, I didn't do anything wrong. I was just ousted by liberals, by, you know, people who couldn't take a joke. He's got a billboard on I-8 heading into Yuma that says, make liberals' heads explode. Vote for Don Shooter.
There are two other lawmakers who made headlines this past year, not for reasons that they would like to, who are in competitive primaries, one of whom is David Stringer in the Prescott area. He, of course, made some comments that a lot of folks saw as racist. Then you have Paul Mosley from the Lake Havasu City area, who got caught on tape bragging about driving 140-some-odd miles an hour during a traffic stop. It was later reported that that was not his first traffic stop, where he tried to use legislative immunity to get out of it. Carmen, what is it about these sort of lawmakers behaving badly who are now in these competitive districts and these competitive primaries? Does it seem like either of them or any of the others could potentially lose?
If anyone were likely to lose, it'd probably be Representative Mosley. I mean, even up there in Mojave County, the Mojave County GOP has divorced themselves from Mosley. And they say, you know, even if he wins the primary, they're unlikely to support him come the general election. But somebody also pointed out to me the other day that with Representative Stringer, that kind of rhetoric might actually play well for him in a Republican primary up in Yavapai County, I believe it is.
So we've been talking about a number of primaries, and so far they've all been Republican. There's a really interesting primary in Central Phoenix. It's a seven-way Democratic primary with only one incumbent. That's Ken Clark, who's an incumbent Democrat in that district. This has been kind of a spirited discussion among all the different candidates, and it seems like there are sort of different, almost slates of candidates, teams of candidates running in this primary.
Well, yeah, you have the main slate, which includes Ken Clark, who's running for re-election in the state house, and his seatmate right now, Layla Alston, who's been at the Capitol for decades, is a heavy favorite to move up to the Senate seat in Legislative District 24. So to replace her, Clark, Alston, and company are running with John Glenn. And he's come under fire recently with some reports about taking donations from developers, from architects. Glenn sits on a board that makes recommendations about development to the city of Phoenix, while, as I said, having taken donations from developers, from architects. There's been questions drawn about whether or not that was appropriate. And Clark and Glenn are in a fierce primary with Jennifer Logdon, who has been a community activist associated with Congressman Ruben Gallego for quite some time, and a number of other Democrats. You kind of get that dynamic sometimes in safe districts. If it's safe for Republicans or safe for Democrats, a lot of people want to test the waters and see, does my message as a Democrat or Republican play well?
So, Ben, you talked about this competitive district in Central Phoenix, and we hear so often how the primaries are really where the action is in terms of where the competition is. You know, some of these districts are so safe that whoever wins the primary is almost guaranteed to win the general election in November. Are we seeing that this year as well, where the real action in many cases is in the primary as opposed to the general election in November?
Yeah, certainly in most districts across Arizona, you are going to see the winner of either the Republican or the Democratic primary in that district skate into office through the general election. However, there are a number of races that are being watched more closely for the general this year. That's in part because of it being the first election post a presidential election. That's traditionally been a time when the party that isn't in the White House tends to pick up some seats. So Democrats have are kind of salivating over that opportunity right now. And it's also because, along with seeing that opportunity, Democrats are running a historic number of candidates this year. So even in districts traditionally seen as safe for Republicans, there will be some, you know, in some cases, maybe just token opposition, but there will be opposition come the general election.
All right. That's Ben Giles and Carmen Foreman with the Arizona Capital Times. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
so much.